And a continuing good morning to you all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie. My son Romy's right here off to my right in the driver's seat of the broadcast studio. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening booth ready to take your calls on anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the foundations to the rooftop. Any project or maintenance item that you're wondering about at your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, the whole team is here every Saturday morning like we have been for 29 years. We are your weekend wake-up call. We are your Saturday morning tradition. And it's our goal to show up every Saturday morning for one purpose: to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Regardless what you're trying to get done, we will put our 50 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you. Regardless where you are in the great state of Arizona, we have built and remodeled restaurants and restrooms and rest stops in Wickiup, Arizona. We've remodeled historic homes in Flagstaff, Arizona. We've been down and remodeled homes in the Sam Hughes Historic District of Tucson. We have done countless remodeling projects throughout Maricopa County. We've picked up and moved a church 300 yards down the freeway in Apache County. There's no place in Arizona that you could call from that we are not familiar with. We may not know the answer to your question, but we'll know somebody in your neighborhood that can answer the question. Whether you're in Yavapai County, Coconino County, Mojave County, La Paz, Navajo, Apache, Greenlee, what else? Santa Cruz, Pima, Pinal, Maricopa, Yuma. There's 15. How many of them have
I wasn't counting, sorry. You're close.
Wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, it's a toll-free number to reach us, and we'll put our experience to work for you for free. 1-888-767-4348. First, I'd like to start the show by thanking you, Romy, and Mike, and my wife, sweet Jennifer, for filling in for me
Graham,
the last couple weeks.
And Gila.
I missed Graham, yes.
Did you hit Gila count?
And I missed Gila. Nope.
Okay, I think you got all
you
the other
much.
Ones.
All right. So thanks for filling in. I kind of have racked up frequent flyer miles here the last couple weeks, and we had the arborist in the last hour. One of the trips I was on was up to beautiful Oakland area, a little town called Lafayette, California. Stayed at a beautiful hotel, the Park Hotel. And
That's interesting because Oakland and beautiful are not two things I put together in my mind. But
this,
I've never been there, so my only frame of reference is the Raiders.
This is beautiful. And now they're going to be – are they going to be the Las Vegas Raiders now? That is so weird. To me, they're still the Baltimore Colts. Anyway.
Lafayette, California.
Lafayette, California. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful area. And I was there with a group of contractors. And, Romy, three of these contractors have a sport called recreational tree climbing where they literally together, they travel the world – climbing the tallest trees. They showed me pictures. They had flown down to the Amazon, and they had gotten like 300 feet off the ground up in these trees. And they're up there like they've got special little furniture things that attach to the limbs. And they're up there like watching the sunset over the Amazon, sitting on limbs in these little reclining hammocks, drinking wine. They've gotten like 200 feet off the ground in the giant sequoias, just right there in Northern California.
Do they have to get permits for this?
I have no idea.
I didn't think you were allowed to touch those.
I think in Sequoia National Park you're not, but there's a lot of giant redwoods all over. I mean, we went to dinner one night, and the tree in the parking lot in front of this restaurant, three of us couldn't put hand-to-hand, wrap ourselves around the trunk, and it went up at least 200 feet high.
Now, how far till the first limb?
Probably 12 to 14 feet. Yeah. But beautiful tree, beautiful tree. So, spent some time in Oakland, but of the last 2 weeks, Romy, there's one thing I did. Mike, if you still work here in October, you're going to do it too. I still carry my pink slips. They're still in my pocket every Saturday. I did the NASCAR driving experience at PIR. They're coming back in October. You are going to do that. And you are going to do that. Now, that was fun. I have to tell you, when they crammed me into that car, I did have to close my eyes and take a couple deep breaths. It is very claustrophobic.
Now,
Is
this a virtual car or it's a real car?
It's a NASCAR.
Oh, it's a real NASCAR.
As a matter of fact, I went with your brother-in-law, and the car he was driving had actually been on the Roush racing team.
Oh, wow.
Roman, so you've never seen such a grin.
Do you get to drive or does somebody drive for you?
You drive, baby.
You get to drive.
Wow. You drive.
I've been in one where other people have driven.
Nope.
You get to drive. What's the governor on it?
It's low. The first time you enroll, it's like class 101. And they limit you. You have to go out on the racetrack, and you have to do exactly what your spotter's telling you, mm-hmm. when to lift, when to apply the gas, how to apply the gas, not apply it too fast to cause a spin out, stay off the apron, stay on the right part of the track. And then he increases your governor every lap that you prove that you can follow instructions.
Cool.
So by the time you finish your lap time, I mean he still has you under 5,000 RPM. So I mean I think I finished the day as the 10th fastest driver of the day.
Nice.
And I only averaged like 114 miles an hour.
That's still fast.
So
I don't know that I've ever hit 114.
But I tell you what, in a NASCAR at PIR.
It
feels like you're going through a school zone. you see that turn way down there, and you think, and you can hear the rev limiter, but an absolute blast. When they come back in October, I am going to take driver's class 202, where they let you up the RPM.
So was the race in town, or is just a game?
It was at PIR.
No, I know, but was there a NASCAR race out there at the time?
Yeah, I think it was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But anyway, absolute blast. And again, thank you, too, for filling in. We're talking this hour in particular about anything y'all want to talk about. We've got four callers on hold. I want to get to the calls. But we're also talking about smart home technology. And Jennifer's been on a tour. You've been on a tour. Our writer, Becky's been on a tour. So y'all are doing your homework on this smart stuff.
You know, and the biggest problem is none of it really works together. It was the smart home tour I went on. Cox put it together, and it was really a promotion of their panoramic Wi-Fi along with a couple of their services they offer. But it was just showing.
So this is like a NASCAR router in your apartment,
right?
So no matter where you are, wherever you are in the house, you've got the same bandwidth,
right? And that. It can operate multiple devices without affecting one or the other. They had a violinist in one room doing a Skype music lesson to somebody, and then they in the bedroom they had a doctor doing a healthcare check into Mayo Clinic with these scanners that you plug in to give your doctor real time updates if you're struggling with certain conditions. They can monitor you real time every morning from your home. In the kitchen, they had three different cooking device, like a Wi-Fi crock pot, which was, to me, the most applicable thing. I mean, you could be out in the arena riding. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes to get everyone off, everyone unsaddled, everyone cleaned up and put away.
And you can start them red beans right there about that time, huh, Shaq?
Yeah.
Poo, yeah, man.
Get off your horse, hit the Wi-Fi, and get the crock pot, going from warm to hot. So when you come in, dinner's ready. And that was really cool.
And there was an application for a barbecue grill, too?
That was really cool. It wasn't a grill. It was a smoker.
Okay.
Out on the patio. This was at the Capitol Place building in downtown Phoenix on 11 South 12th Street, which was between Jefferson and Washington. There was two properties. Between the two, there's about 300 units. And It's an apartment living situation for the 21st century that had a patio on the second floor It had a great north view and a little tiny smoker. And you just take these prongs and you plug them into your meat, and you can control the temperature via Wi-Fi while you're out and about.
Because wow.
The smoking technology and recipes, a lot of it are determined on when your meat hits X temperature, it's done. So you can monitor that Wi-Fi from your phone while you're, you know, out walking. The light rail was right there. So, you know, while you're out and about doing whatever leisure recreation, you know, you could monitor, hey, you know what? The smoked ham's done. Let's go back to the apartment and get some grub. But what bothers me about all of this is you'd have to open a separate app for the barbecue. You'd have to open a smoker. You'd have to open a separate app for the crock pot. You'd have to open a separate app for the home security. You'd have to open a separate app to unlock your doors. It's just...
So does it come like with a supercharged battery for your phone that you it'll keep it running all day long? You open that many apps on my phone, and I'm gonna go through a battery before lunch hour.
You're gonna need that solar pack to put on it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you need. Oh my goodness.
I think eventually companies will work together, or one company will develop multiple products that you could, you know.
Okay.
I did tour
it. Operate your crock pot and your smoker.
So you're saying the smart technology is gonna get smarter.
It'll integrate better, so you don't have to operate, you know, the whole time on these apps to get what you could do without an app. You know?
Yes.
I'll talk about it more later, but I got to tour the HGTV home that they're going up for. It's on a raffle starting a couple days ago. You can sign up. I'll tell you how to do that. But they had all their apps on an iPad, and the iPad now has a charger that you don't have to plug in. It's some kind of thing where it just...
And that's my buddy Mark Candelaria, right?
He designed the home.
Mark and I have done several projects together over the years, long time ago.
That comes back into the design phase.
All right. We've got Greg, Cody, Bart, and Jim all on hold. We're going to ask you all to hang on real tight, real quick, while we come back and address the topic.